This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the packages and the mail delivered all across the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, we're there as Captain's America, that's Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have over there, including the contributors' information about their websites and whatnot. Plus, we are streaming live over there right now. If you can't get us any other way, you can get the signal that goes to the satellite right there on the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. And good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-o, Kyle Patty. All righty. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Roll up the carpet. Nighty-night. Gee whiz. All right. It's not too bad tonight, Kyle. It's 64 degrees here. How about you?
Well, that is not too bad. We got about 52, though, so
right.
A little bit below, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's warmer than what it has been. The other night, it was, like, kind of brisk out there.
It was. It really was, yeah.
All right. Well, you ready to say the pledge again?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Now, we need to go cut right to the chase here and get right to what's going on. Folks, you heard us during the Truckers Highway and Byver Report, and you heard us talking about some really bad weather that's closing in on Pascagoula, on Hattiesburg, on Mobile, Alabama, headed towards Pensacola. And we've got some severe thunderstorms. We've got some intense flooding. We've got some tornadoes, apparently, in three of these storms that are scattered out about 30 miles each. So tell us about what you're seeing there, Kyle. We need to keep the people informed here.
Absolutely, Captain. National Weather Service Mobile issued the following warning about a half hour ago. It's going to continue on for at least another hour or so. We're looking at strong thunderstorms. We're located along a line extending from 18 nautical miles northwest of Pinto Island to Pascagoula to 7 nautical miles southeast of Chandler Sound, moving northeast at 40 knots. So you got to be prepared for that, aware of that. The rain we were seeing just a little while ago, Captain, has now seen the heavy rains moved over Mobile, and that's going to stretch on up all the way towards Jackson right now in terms of where the heavy rain is. It's raining all through the area as we speak.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have several affiliates in that area over there, three of them at least in the areas that I just mentioned. If you need to get something on the air, you can call us at 877-969-8600, and we'll definitely get it out for you. Because at night, especially when the storm comes through and the power goes down and whatnot, all you've got is your radio or your cell phone or your car radio. That's all you got. You got nothing else to figure out anything that's going on.
That's exactly right. So we do want to hear from people, and of course, that this weather is nothing to take a chance with.
No, and drivers going that way, please be careful. You're going to drive into these storms. There's straight line winds have been recorded so far in one of these storms, 85 miles an hour, straight line wind. That'll blow you over.
Absolutely, it will.
Yep. So there you go. All right, back to the drawing board here, so to speak. We're going to get back into talking about something. Representative Andy Briggs from Arizona, who I like, he's got quite a bit of pizzazz as far as I'm concerned. He said, "What a big fat liar," referring, of course, to the President's State of the Union address coinciding with President Joe Biden accusing Republicans of wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. He says, "I can't think of a single Republican who said, let's go after Social Security and Medicare," lamented the Arizona Republican. Now, you know what he's talking about, what Biden's talking about, right? And he said he had the copy of the paper and the proposal and all that. You know what he's talking about, right?
Yeah, well, he did say call his office. He'd give you a copy. That's right.
But you know who it is, right? Who the copy's
Who's
from?
That?
Rick Scott.
Who's that? Okay, right.
When Rick Scott proposed taking a look at all the different government agencies and all the different bills that were passed and this, that, and the other every 5 to 10 years to see whether or not they were working or not. And the ones that weren't working would go away. And the ones that were working, they would keep. So he took that to mean Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, all that sort of stuff, and nothing could be further from the truth. It was never, ever mentioned.
You're exactly right about that.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy, and we appreciate her for doing that. And we appreciate Kyle Warren, who will be coming back in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. I'll tell you what, nobody gets it done like Mike Lindell. Just when you thought things were just kind of coasting along on an even keel, here he comes, and he puts out a brand new pillow, 2.0, a better pillow, the best pillow he's ever made. And I'll tell you what, he's got this deal now where you buy one, get one free. Pick the size of the pillow, buy it, and get the mate to it for nothing, free, absolutely free. Don't, you can't beat that deal. And it's got the ingredients now that he's put in there that make it even cooler than what it's been before, stays cooler longer. And that can be very, very important to someone that happens to be a profuse sweater at night or whatnot. You can be a lot more comfortable, and the pillow will stay cool for you. Now, all you got to do is go to the website MyPillow.com. And when you get there, you're going to see a logo that says, click here, Radio Listener Specials page. Well, click there. Go inside the Radio Listener Specials page, which is where they're going to have a whole bunch of fantastic deals. Now, in order to get the prices that are going to be there and open up the special list, you're going to have a promo code. Well, the promo code will always be the word Captain on MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. And you can get in there and save some fantastic money and get some great deals on stuff that you need to have anyway. Now, here's the kicker to all of this. In case you didn't know, he's got MyStore.com. And MyStore.com is where you can buy goods for the house and different things. Things for the kitchen, things for the dining room, things for the bathroom, things for the den,
whatever, and you'll see quite a selection over there of useful items there as well. Same scenario. Promo code will always be the word captain. Promo code is always the word captain. It'll save you money, and you can call them up if you want on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more information and get a live voice to talk to, and they'd be happy to help you order whatever you want or answer any questions you've got. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and don't forget, your promo code will always be the word captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
We're keeping an eye on that storm, and if anybody needs to call us from those areas over there that are being affected to report things that need to be reported, 877-969-8600. We'd be more than happy to pass the information along to not only our listeners, but also to law enforcement or whoever needs to know what it is that's happening. Now, we know that the Ukrainian president yesterday went to the British Parliament and gave a speech, don't we?
That's right, yes.
We also know that he talked about the bad situation that's back home in the Ukraine. And we also know that both parties in the United Kingdom are resolute behind President Zelensky and Ukraine. And the British people are getting rather war-weary, of course you would anyway, after the 10 years or so that they've been fighting on and off in the region, not that long in Ukraine, but other parts of the region. And we also know that President Zelensky, and his point that he's trying to make, he thanked, I don't know if you heard this, he thanked the British for the aircraft he doesn't have yet.
Well, that's right. That's right. Of course, aircraft would be a game changer, Captain, and Joe Biden, the American president, has already indicated, at least for now, that he's not interested in giving Zelensky the fighter aircraft or the aircraft that that he needs. But Zelensky did make a splash when he went to Great Britain. He actually met, of course, with Prime Minister Sunak, and then also he met with King Charles III as well.
All they need is ground support aircraft. They don't need anything fancy, and they're not looking for anything fancy. It's not like they want to have supersonic jets so they can go up there and have dogfights. That's not what they're looking for.
Well, exactly. Exactly right, because they have to be able to be capable, as you said, for that close air support.
Yep. Now, there's a report that came out of the region yesterday from the veteran investigative journalist Seymour Hersh that the United States was behind the sabotage of the Nord Stream gas pipelines last year that stopped the flow of gas to Europe.
Yes. So what he's talking about, of course, and the White House is calling it completely and utterly false, by the way, but what the argument he's making is that the White House wanted to cut off the gas supplies in order to inhibit Vladimir Putin's ability to earn literally billions of dollars by selling gas to Europe.
Okay. Wally just chimed in. Okay, Wally, I'm sure they got all of that stuff you're talking about. You see what he just sent?
Yes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know they do. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's mentioning stuff. Yep. Yeah, over at mystore.com. Yep.
Yeah, don't forget, Wally, the promo code is Captain. You'll save a bunch of money, and I know they've got everything that you're talking about there. Now, the other thing is 21 states have designated drug cartels terrorist organizations. Now, the move is part of an ongoing effort to prod the Biden administration into doing more to shore up the southern border against the rampant illegal immigration and trafficking that's going on. Well, there's more than that going on, but that's a start.
Well, it certainly is. And what this helps to do, Captain, helps to delineate the different issues that exist at the border. And what it also does, is I think, is it separates of the issues from the overall general humanitarian issues that a lot of people are concerned about. But once you have these cartels acting like terrorist organizations, as de facto terrorist organizations, according to this definition, because they're bringing things in or doing things that are literally harmful to the United States, its citizens, and its national security.
Now, we talked about Disney a little bit in the last hour, and we mentioned the fact that they are laying off some more people. Yeah, they are. How about 7,000 in a major restructuring effort?
Well, that's right. This is because Bob Iger has come back and trying to right the ship that got struck by a, let's just say, a woke iceberg, looks like, Captain, to a great degree, at least in terms of a lot of the content that Disney produces. And so, yeah, they're having a struggle to get back on track.
Yeah, and we'll see how that works out. Now, the White House is opposing a House bill, that removes the COVID vaccine requirements. They're now opposing that after the bill has gone through and they've made some changes at the government level for employees.
That, and I think weren't they trying to address the idea of people traveling to the United States having to have particular COVID vaccinations? Exactly. Yeah.
Correct. Now, obviously, they're going to have the sheets, the medical sheets, and they're going to be checked at the airport when they come in. I think they still take their temperature, right?
They may. A lot of times, you go different places these days, especially if you go to a doctor's office, a lot of times they'll take your temperature just, to come into their waiting room.
That's the first thing mine does.
Yep.
All right. Now, the Chinese spy balloon is now underscoring a new emphasis of all things on UFOs. What have those things been up there floating around? Have they been spy balloons?
Well, it's quite possible. A lot of the issues with UFOs over time, in many cases, have been secret aircraft development, let's say. If you saw a stealth fighter and you didn't know what it was, it could easily, back in the day, right, it could have been, that could be look like it might be a UFO, but it turns out to be a stealth fighter, let's say. But certainly you got a lot more people looking up in the sky. We've got the stuff that's been released by the Defense Department of some of these very strange videos taken from fighter jets and other military craft and so forth. People just looked up in the sky to see the balloon. My question is, what happens if nobody saw the balloon, and would the Biden administration have even addressed all this?
Good question.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back from that break. We're going to do the bottom of the hour. Your station's going to pay some bills, this, that, and the other, and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. It looks like it's going to be costing more for Americans to buy a home, a car, and most credit card balances will increase. This is after a top Federal Reserve official warned of higher interest rates for a longer period of time. The central bank has been continuously raising interest rates to fight soaring inflation. At least one person is dead and several others are injured after a vacant building partially collapsed in Baltimore. It happened after a car crashed into the structure. First responders were initially looking for at least two people who were suspected to be trapped underneath the building. Police say at least one pedestrian was struck by falling debris. The World Health Organization is warning of a long-term impact on health after a major earthquake in Turkey and Syria. The WHO spokesperson told Sky News it's bringing resources to the area for health care after thousands died. She said it's the organization's mission to prevent those affected or injured by the disaster from dying by providing health services quickly. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And let me tell you something about Advanced Podiatry. They and Wound Care, they definitely know what they're doing. They helped me when nobody else, and I mean nobody else, was able to do what needed to be done to correct my situation. And now it's just strictly maintenance, we call it, that they work with me on because things are coming back together the way they should be. And again, if you want to know more about them, give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They are located in St. Petersburg on 38th Avenue. And I would strongly recommend them to anybody. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller. I think it's Mary. Let's find out. Good morning. Is that you, Mary?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Hey, I hear about all these people committing crimes or misdirecting what they should be doing in Congress and all this. Mark Esper, former Secretary of Defense, up there at the Pentagon, popped up the other day on TV, looking all nice and cleaned up and on evidently some kind of television commentator. And way back when, under the Trump administration, he was the one who was trying to get Huawei into the Pentagon.
Yeah.
So it's like these nothing happens to these people. They just kind of float around and pop up somewhere else in a successful position. So I don't think anything's going to happen to any of these people. What do you think?
Good question. Good question. Thanks, Mary. Okay, well, Kyle, she's got a point there because I've been sitting here waiting for somebody to just get locked up and go to jail. How about you?
Yes, but, of course, that's going to be, I don't know, we might have to be waiting for a very long
time. It is not going to happen under this Attorney General, Merrick Garland. It's not going to happen.
Well, of course not. But the only thing, the only redeeming thing could be that it makes a difference out there to the electorate, that they finally say, okay, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that we have to have a president and a cabinet that's all going in the same direction to do this. We can't have a president who goes, well, I don't know if I want to get that guy indicted because I've known him for a long time. He may have slipped up a little bit. No. You all got to be on the same wavelength. Everybody's got to be on the same wavelength.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they have a united front.
Right. And it's highly doubtful with all the stuff that's happened over the years that anything is going to happen at all. So let's go to the phone line. We got another caller. I'm not sure who this is, but I think I know who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for
calling. I know it. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick. Thanks for taking my call. You guys were just talking about the previous bottom of the hour segment there regarding Zelensky going to UK and requesting further support and stuff.
He thanked him for giving him the planes he didn't get.
Well, that's kind of tangentially connected here. Here's the thing: Rishi Sunak, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, is not, and how should I say, he's on the rocks there with the Tories in the UK. He's not doing so hot because the economy there is still tanking, and the UK, according to reports, UK Treasury reported that there's no more money for Ministry of Defence, their Department of Defence, to even purchase ammunition for their own troops, UK indigenous troops. And you also addressed the war weariness. We have friends in Liverpool, and she is saying that the word on the street is people are fed up with supporting Ukraine because it seems like this bottomless pit, and the only people that are getting anything out of it are the actual government within Ukraine, because obviously they get a little bit different news than we get over here. But basically, that's anecdotal. And the last point is, I'd like to make that even if Ukraine receives, this is my opinion, Ukraine receives ground support aircraft, whether it's helos or fixed wings, those fast movers and helos delivering their payloads are going to have cover. They're not going to be rolling in onesies, twosies, low and slow. They're going to have dash ones and dash twos, wingmen, so to speak, covering their from IPs, from their initial rally points or attack points for helos. They're going to have air cover to provide, because if they get engaged, then there's going to need to be a defense mechanism or other sorties sent down range in order to protect them. Mm-hmm. Because you don't just roll in. This isn't something you see with the Corsairs or the King Bees back in the days of Vietnam. Where they'd row in low and slow. Mm-hmm. And these are fast movers. The Russian Federation, regardless of what people say, they still have a competent air force and air defense systems to take out those aircraft, whether it's manned portable devices, et cetera. So I think people need to realize that. It's not just, we're not just dropping, oh, yeah, here's close air support, you know, see you later, here's an H-10. Yep. No, they're going to be rolled. They're going to have air cover in order to do that.
All right, let's talk about it. Okay.
Thanks for the calls.
All right, thanks. Kyle, you get where he's going, right?
Well, exactly. But I also you can understand as well that you'd still have the need to continue to resupply or to escalate in some other way, because the Russians aren't simply going to just turn around and go away. They'll pour more in, and they'll be all in. And so, yeah, it starts with the aircraft, but then where does it end? That is a good question. We're trying to save the people in Ukraine, but that is a good question. How does this continue to escalate?
Well, the Russians are once again amassing along the border some 300,000 to 500,000 troops, and it's not just their own army. And they're getting ready to invade like they did last year. They're just a few days or weeks or whatever away from the invasion anniversary. So they're getting ready to do this all over again. Now, if I'm Ukraine and I got any type of aircraft, of course I'm going to be flying the aircraft. However, I could fly it, treetop, tall, whatever, dropping all the munitions I had on top of the Russians that were trying to come in. The one thing that they have now that they didn't have before was they have more long-range advanced artillery, so they can sit back a little further and let loose from a further distance to try to stop this. But if I was Ukraine, I would be, if they haven't done it already, planting explosives and IEDs and you name it all along anywhere that I could figure out to put stuff where I thought a tank or an APC would come through with Russians on board and just blow the suckers up before they ever got a chance to go very far. That's what I'd be doing. I'd make the ground, what we used to call back in the day, tender.
Yes, and well, this basically is much more guerrilla type fighting or the kinds of things that the Russians may have even encountered way back when they invaded Afghanistan, and they eventually did turn around and go away. That's the point where Putin has to get to, and that's going to be wrapped up as well in his own political ambitions, what he thinks he can get away with, and what kind of strife is going on right now inside the Kremlin.
I was reading a battle action report yesterday from the area, from the location, and it said that this past month was the deadliest for the Russians yet in the whole war, this past month. Now, the Russians are not going to put up with that, especially the people, when it gets back to them, and it will. They're not going to continue to put up with that, because they got their own protests of their own over there and say, hey, man, what are we doing?
Exactly right. That's what I'm talking about. This kind of pressure that could empower the enemies of Putin within the Kremlin in order to be able to make their move. And what does Russia look like after that move is made? That's probably anybody's guess. But yeah, you're right. They can't hide the dead, you know, as it were, of coming back. And that's going to be significant.
Yeah, and we do know that there will be more weapons. And by the way, some of the tanks, I think it was 148 tanks, have made it already to the Ukraine. Combination of the Leopard, combination of the ones that came from, where did they come from? Somewhere in the region. In combination of
Poland? Poland, I think.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and we're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at that weather again over there behind us in Montgomery and Mobile and over there into Mississippi. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always the same, it's just the shame.
You give me something I need. Now tell me I can.
Stephanie, can't get enough of your love. And I think Kyle was singing to that. I think I caught you singing it a little bit there.
I was, a little bit. Yeah, well, I like that one.
Yeah, it is a good song. And let's see, like Dick Clark used to say, I'll give it a 95 because it's easy to dance to.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, American Bandstand. Boy, do I remember those days. All righty. Let's get into the weather, and I'm going to make a statement here, give a weather statement before we move over to you. We still have that big glob, I'll call it a glob, how's that, of weather and some severe thunderstorms just hanging north of Pascagoula, Mississippi, kind of on the Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, right, all within that little area in there. And it's got major flooding involved in it. And major thunder and lightning and wind and rain, and it's moving along. Now, we did have three warnings last hour. Now we've got one, but it seems to be a bigger warning. Maybe all three converges to one. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yes, exactly right. Still very serious weather in that zone.
Yeah, and be on your toes, because there was a tornado reported, at least one tornado in this storm last hour, and they still had the tornado watch going. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain, you know, last hour we talked about that snow in Colorado, and there is a snow squall warning that's still in effect for the next, at least the next several minutes, according to the National Weather Service. This is a dangerous snow squall located near Pueblo, moving south at about 20 miles per hour. So as we look at the radar map right now, we continue to see that snow in that area. Earlier last hour, it was up around Colorado Springs. It is moving south. It is right over Pueblo, and the snow is extending down through Trinidad, down to the border with New Mexico as you head down I-25. We continue, of course, with a dense fog advisory in central California, and that's what we're seeing out west right now, but you've got so much weather back east as well, Captain.
Trinidad, huh?
Yeah, Trinidad.
Like, day-o, day-o. Oh, never mind.
Trinidad, but no Tobago. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go up to South Dakota where I can talk about the first weather that's there. We do have some windy conditions, a little bit of snow coming out of Rapid City over into the eastern part of South Dakota. Also, we've got some wind up in the northeastern corner of South Dakota headed over into Minnesota. We've got some fog around the Twin Cities. Doesn't seem to have gotten any worse up there. We do have some snow that now has officially moved into the northwestern and northern part of Missouri, east of Kansas City, and it angles its way up through Iowa. Bettendorf, you've got a winter storm warning right there tagged on you in the Quad Cities area. And then the snow continues up into Wisconsin on an angle up through Milwaukee out to just south of Green Bay. And it's up in the northern tip, the very northern tip of Michigan right now, with a little bit of snow in the southern part of the northern part of south central part of the northern peninsula of Michigan, as well as a whole bunch of wind. You got a lot of wind off Lake Michigan and a lot of wind in Michigan itself. Wind downstream, if you will, from Lake Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, western part of Pennsylvania with snow showers up on top of snowshoe and the central part of Pennsylvania tonight on I-80. And you've got wind the eastern half of Illinois over towards Chicago. And we've got wind down in the southeastern corner of Missouri, the eastern half of Arkansas. We've got some flood warnings dead center central of Missouri going north up 55, as well as over in Arkansas, the central part of the state there. Some flood warnings from all that earlier rain that's been hanging around, moving around. Wind and unsettled weather for the northern part of Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee and Kentucky and West Virginia. And we do have the lake effect snow machine starting to kick in with a winter storm watch right now. They put a winter storm watch in effect for the Buffalo area. So if you guys are going to get some snow, probably for 10 to 12 hours anyway of your normal lake effect snow looks like. And then we've also got some snow up in the northeastern part of New York, to include the Adirondacks, to include Vermont, to include New Hampshire, to include all of northern Maine. All of northern Maine is snowing tonight. We got fog down along Connecticut and Long Island, fog down along the Potomac and the Chesapeake Bay area. And down here in Florida, off the east coast of Florida, got a little bit of wind tonight, a little bit of wind down there in the Keys. So, Mr. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, go to PilotFlyingJ.com to find out all about the great services and amenities they have at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. There's a great, easy-to-use locations function right there. Learn all about the My Rewards Plus app, how you can start saving money and get great offers today. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, I appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day, and don't work too hard.
Thank you, Captain. Looking forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And we're going to go right from him over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Let me go over there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've had a couple of things during the night that have changed things a little bit. First of all, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman has taken himself to the hospital. He said he was feeling lightheaded, and they've admitted him for tests and whatnot. That's not necessarily a good sign, but it's not necessarily a bad sign, because he does appear to be alert so far, anyway.
Yeah, and they're also reporting, too, that it is unrelated to his strokes. I'm going to reserve judgment on the truth of that statement, but you know, we don't want anything to happen to anybody like that, health-wise.
Nope.
So,
nope.
I think we're going to have to kind of stand by here to see where this one goes.
Right. Now, there is some horrible reporting coming out of the earthquake zone in Syria and Turkey. We're now up to, and it's going to go higher, folks, we're now up to 11,000 people plus dead.
Awful.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse, unfortunately.
And the conditions there are so bad because it's freezing.
Yep.
Snow.
Yep.
It almost tells me that some of these people could maybe have necessarily survived, but they can't deal with the, you know, they can't endure the freezing conditions. So it's kind of sadly, it's a double whammy here. It's just an awful situation.
And they don't really have the equipment to get them out of the mess that they're in up there in those villages, because they're flattened and they're having a tough time trying to get the stuff to them. But they're doing the best they can, I suppose. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too, FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this here program, the Captain's America Third Watch. And I shall return with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.